the Nedva Mamurim that he's referred to as a Rasha is where again he doesn't face the shul. He doesn't even, albeit standing on the outside, that he doesn't face westward like the rest of the tzibba. Avol mahada atay the Beit Knishta lasnanda. Hahu gava the kamatzlei achorei Beit Knishta. There was someone who was doing exactly this, exactly what Rav Huna just described as something which we refer to the person as a rosh. Someone was doing that. Chalaf Eliyahu or Chalaf Ahutaya. He looked like a Arab merchant. Chazia. He saw this person. Idam Elei Ketaya. He appeared to the person just as a merchant. So Eliyahu Navi said to this person, Kidu bar kaimis kamemarach. Rashi, Kidu bar, Kidu shei, bar vishus. Now, kaimis, the way you're standing kamemarach before your master, you're creating the impression that there are shei rishus, that you're davening to someone other than to whom the tzibur is davening. Shalav safsura v'katli. So he takes out his sword and kills. Amalei omer ban aviv v'arvai v'amilor rav bibi l'rav nachman bar yitzchak my krums lost of ne'odom. Amalei el dvarm sh'omdim b'vul mashal olam. That which is Rome, people are mezalzel. Ubnei Adam mezalzelin b'hem. Rashi, dvarim sha'omde. The way the Gemara is dashing is that zlus means lashon zilzel, to be mezalzel, and kerum means like you say kerum erko. It's almost as if the people, to the same degree that it's objectively Adavar Ram Venisa, so to that degree, people are being mezalzel. Kerum is lost of Ne'adam. It refers to Dvarim Ha'omdim B'Rum HaShalom, and people are mezalzel. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Kegon Tfila Sha'ol Olamayla. That's what, in this context, what that Dvarim Sha'omdim B'Rum HaShalom refers to. Rabbi Yochanan and Veloza have a different drasha in the pasuk. The Amrit Avayu, Kevan Shenitzarech Odom Lebrios. If a person suffers the indignity, the zilzal of needing Livnei Odom, so he's krum. Panav Mishtanos Kekrum. His face changes, meaning you can read the shame and humiliation on his face, Kekrum. The Gemara will say in a minute what kind of creature the krum is. Shenema krum's lust is my Adam. My krum, what kind of creature is this? Ki also avim yama of echad yesh b'kachay hayam. There's a certain fowl, certain bird. Ukrum shema. The kevin shechama zarachas mishapech b'kam megvanim. Changes colors. And that's what the imagery is over here, that when a person is has to be mezalzel himself, has the indignity of Bnei Adam, so then also you see the shame and embarrassment when in his countenance. When Rachman Litzlana, a person suffers that indignity, k'ilu nidon b'shnei dinim, eishumayim, shenema hikafta enosh l'roshenu, you've made a person sovereign over us, bonu v'eshu v'mayim, and that's tantamount to going through eishin mayim. Okay. Amr v'chabam v'chalalim yehalim zor tzilz ha-mincha sh'ayel yom l'nan elot tzilz ha-mincha sh'nayim v'yiv alos ha-mincha v'yigash el yoran ov yiv ha-yom mahar. See, the obvious question is, so what Rabbi Chalbo is saying you should daven mincha, and if Eliyahu hadn't been nana b'tzilus ha-mincha, so then you wouldn't have to be so medaktig in mincha. So there are different pshatim here. The Ma'asha has a very interesting pshat. The Ma'asha says that what each of the Amaraim is saying here is that a person should be zahir to daven at the first possible moment. That's what it means. But Lolini Adam Zahir Bitsilas Amincha, that the proof text here is that Vayihi Ba'alos HaMincha, that right away, at the beginning of the Zman of Mincha, so right away, so that's when there was an Eis Ratzon and Eliyahu HaNavi was answered. And that's what Rav Huna is saying, that a person should be makbid, that I have all afternoon. A person should be makbid to daven at the first possible moment. Okay, well, nice, in the fourth parak, so it's really a machlokas rishonim, whether or not mincha gedola is equally l'chatchila. So the Maharsha is assuming, like those rishonim, that mincha gedola is equally l'chatchila, and then he's saying that what Rav Huna is saying is that within that, that one should daven the first possible moment.
You have to call it some slicer.
Yeah.
Same story.
Yeah. Chassam Sofer used to be for different reasons. Chassam Sofer had a hanhaga that he also used to daven. He also used to daven mincha gedola at the earliest possible zman. And he said, a person has a chance to daven, he should daven. A person never knows what's going to be. A person can daven, he should daven. And Takar Chassam Sofer was nifter after davening mincha gedola before the zman for mincha ketach. That's the story about the Chassam Sofer. Yeah, that's a different hanhaga, and that's a different word than the Maharsha is saying. It practically yields the same hanhaga, but it's a different rationale for it. The Maharsha is saying is that the first moment is in a special aisat. Chassam Sofer is saying mitzvah b'al yadcha al tachin tzemach.
Matan Fine comes down the special school of Mincha Tzibur. Because Shachar is not a problem, it's in the morning, and we go to work, and Mara, same thing, it's at night, you're back home, you have the whole night. But Mincha always is in the middle of the day, Yisharu, etc. It says, Dafka tells Mincha's special school.
Mm-hmm. So Vayiva Alos HaMincha V'yashir HaNor V'yom Anene Hashem Anene Anene Shetar Eish V'na Shemaim V'anene Shvayom V'masik Shafim. But according to the Maharsha, what we're underscoring here is Vayiva Alos HaMincha. It happened at the beginning of this man for Mincha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af B'Tfilas Arvis, which again, following through the Maharsha's Mahalach Negemara means that Tfilas Arvis also, one should daven at the earliest appropriate Zman. Here already the pasuk is not as clear how the pasuk proves that. Shenema tikon tfilasi ketaras lefanecha masas kapay minchas ares. So the Maharsha understands that the Gemara is sort of dashing the pasuk sequentially. The Gemara is saying that tikkun tfilasi shel arvis samoch la'avodas haketoras shel ben arbayim, that the ketoras shel ben arbayim was the last thing in the day, and my tfilah shel arvis is going to come right on the heels of that. So that's where he tikkun tfilasi, right on the heels, right after the ketoras, right after the ketoras which followed the Tamash of Ben Arbayim, so that was the latest thing in the day. So my Tfilas Ma'ariv is going to come on the heels of that, meaning I'm going to daven at the first earliest optimal Zman. And finally, he says that's the pshat also of Nachum by Yitzchakom Asila Shachu Shenema Hashem Boke Tishma Koli Boke Eruch L'Chava Atzapeh. The fact that the pasuk repeats Boke twice is to tell you, there's a similar Gemara in the fourth paragraph, is to tell you that it's earlier. That you say Boke once, it means in the morning. In the morning, right? Even we will do it in English also. Means early in the morning, first thing in the morning. The same. So what do you need to sort of prove it from this pasuk? Why not just say that there's an inyan of davening vasikin? I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Shenemar kol sason וכל שמחה, כל חוסן וכל קלה, כל עומם הודו עשה שם צווקוס. ראשי, עובר בחמישה קולוס, מזלזל בחמישה קולוס, שבירך בוהן הקדוש ברוך הוא עש ישראל. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that this is something very important, something very significant, and he doesn't pay any attention to it. V'im misamcho mascho, Omer Yishev ben Levi, zocha l'Torah, shenitna b'chamisha kolos. Shenem ha'vayi v'yam ha'shish v'yasa b'okha v'yi kolos v'vokim. 2. V'onan kovid al-ahor v'kol shofar 3. V'yi kol ha'shofar 4. V'alokim y'anenu v'kol 5. So I think we once discussed a little bit. So the Midah Keneged Midah here is as follows. The idea, the inyan of being Mesameh, Chosen V'Kala, is that you have Simcha when in the presence of Shleimus. When you have Shleimus, so that's the occasion for Simcha. When things are as they should be, when you have Shleimus, so then that's the occasion for Simcha. So a person is not shalem until he gets married. So when you have nisuin, so that's it represents a type of shleimus. Now similarly, the Chazal say that Nafshachayim quotes these Chazals that how when Kol Yisrael Osek v'Torah, so Kaviyakol Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sameach. Also simcha. Why? Because since the world was created for Torah, the world was created that there should be Talmud Torah, so again, it's an inyan of shleimus in terms of the world, that the world is brought to its shleimus. So mainly, that's what the Gemara says, that's the Midah Keneged Midah. A person has the simcha, he responds with a simcha, which shows that he appreciates one type of shleimus, the Midah Keneged Midah, so he'll have the simcha which follows from another type of shleimus, the shleimus of Talmud Torah. And he says the Gemara, are there really only chamisha kolos which are associated with Torah? V'haktsiv v'chol ha'om v'olim es ha'kolos osan kolos v'kodim ha'am Torah havu. That doesn't count. Rabbi Abba Omar, ki'ilu hikriv tolda, if a person is misameh, chosin v'kalva, it's ki'ilu hikriv tolda, shenem ha'mevim tolda beis Hashem. Rashi says it's the same tzukim there in Yirmiyahu. And Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, ki'ilu bona achas mechuzos Yerushalayim, shenem ha'ki'oshe v'shvus ha'oretz k'var Yerushalna, Omar Hashem. Okay. During the first Persian Gulf Wars, I was married to Israel, and so for a couple of days I was visiting in Karen Biavna. So during the war, because whenever the siren went off, so everyone had to go into a sealed room. So the sealed rooms had only so much capacity. So weddings, which were supposed to take place during that tkufa, had to be downscaled considerably because you couldn't have more people gathered in a place than you could accommodate in a cheder atom in the event of a siren going off. So there was one wedding which was relocated to Karen Viavna. So under the chuppah of Godot, there's a shiur that he dashed in the Gemara. That was a drasha while the scads were coming in under the chuppah. He quoted this gemara. Amar Yichel ba Amar Avuna, kol adam sheyesh ba yira shemayim dvarav nishmain. He'll command respect. Shenem asav dava kol nishma esal lekim yira. Why is it that I call Nishma? Because in the S'chos of Esau Kim Yira, Ma'ki Zekol Adam. Amar Bulaza Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Kol Olam Kulo Lo Niva Ela Bishvil Ze. Rabbi Abba Vakana Amar Shokul Ze Keneged Kol Olam Kulo. Reb Shimon ben Azai omer, v'amilo Reb Shimon ben Zoma omer, kol olam kula omam nivra, ela litzvos loza. Litzvos to provide companionship loza. So here there is the Rambam has in Hagdamas Teresh Mishnayim discusses this Gemara. It's an Arichos, so maybe we'll just excerpt some of it. I'm sorry, there's not quite enough copies here in Poland. So. If you begin here in the right hand column, if you see it's marked on the side, Zakia Kadmonim. Zakia Kadmonim, Chokos Akira Atsuma, Ba'asher Nitan Lohemina Chokma, V'tuva Machshava. The earlier generations, with the wisdom that they were given and the ability to think straight, Adnis Chaim Etzlam, that they investigated until they established the following: Shekol Dava Nimtza Yitzarech Al Kolpanim Liyotzal Tachlas Asher B'Shvila Hoysa Mitziusa Kilal V'Dava Reik Nimtzu HaNimtza. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create anything in vain, so it means everything has a tachlas. Everything exists for a purpose. He says V'Chashen Eskayim Lehem Zeh Adin HaKloli Hitzchilu L'Chali Kol HaNimtzaim L'Das Tachlas Kol Min Min HaMinim HaNevar. So they try to understand what the function or what the purpose is of everything that exists. Okay, he said that some things are easy to figure out. And then he says that ultimately, if you go down to where it's next indicated in the margin, in the middle of the line, Achal Derech Klal, so what they arrived at is Yesh Ladas Shekol HaNimtzoim Shetachas Galgal HaYareach Nimtzu B'Shvil HaAdam Levado. That everything that exists for man. There's no ultimate purpose in their existence, but they exist for humanity. For instance, for chol minei hachayos yesh mahem lema'acholo, in terms of animal life, for some of them we eat, ketzon u'boka v'zulosam, v'yesh mahem l'to'alto, to serve us, not as food, v'zulosam acholo, not as food, but in other words, k'mo hachamor losei salav, beasts of burden, mashallah yuchal aholit v'yado, v'hasusim la'agir v'hem malach darach v'chokah v'yam imuotim, and horses to ride, u'mehem minim, we're not able to figure everything out, shalom neida lohem to'alas. However, yesh lohem to'alas lo'adam v'lo yakirosa. Some things we're able to figure out, some things we're not able to figure out. But it's clear that everything exists for man. So the man is at the top of the chain. Now, if you take a look in the second line in the left hand column. So then the question is, so what does man exist for? Right? So what's the tachlis of his existence? So the Rambam writes, Aval ha'odam yase masim rabim mishtanim zeh mizeh v'chokru al kol pu'ulosav po'al po'al l'das tachlis b'yosel. So again, the same kadmonim, I don't know, philosophers, whoever the Rambam is referring to here. So they investigated, they looked at the whole range of human actions to figure out which of these actions is man's ultimate purpose, his ultimate goal. Umotzu, and they discovered here in line 4, ki tachliso po'al echad bulvad, that his ultimate goal is there is one activity in which he engages, which is the ultimate goal of his existence, ubishvilo nivra, and he was created for it. Ushaor pa'olav, and all his other actions, heim mekayim amidaso, that's just to sustain him, kedei sheyishlam ha'po'al ha'echad ahu, so that he'll be in a position to attain this one, to engage in this one activity. And what is that? V'hapol hazeh ulitzayeh benafsho hasodos hamuskolos v'lodas ha'amitos alpi mashahem olav. It's to know. And of course, knowing ultimately means to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Rambam is going to spell out. And Rambam explained how we know that. He says, Shahadas no saying, right? It's a matter of just simple reasoning and common sense. Sheshav v'sheker. It's absolutely futile to think. Lios tachlis ha'adam ha'achilu sh'siyah v'liv'ilah olivnos kir. To think that the whole range of physical activities in which a person engages is why he's here, is what his ultimate purpose is. Kichol eile mikri mischad shemalav. They're all external to his essence. Lo yosifu al kocho hatzimis. They don't enhance the person any. They're all external. Va'od, another reason why this can't be the ultimate tachlis, shehu mishtatev bozeh im rov habruim. There's nothing human about this. So if we've established that man stands at the apogee here, at the peak, so then clearly there must be something which is distinctively human, which is his ultimate tachlis. However, hachokma hi asher tosef al kocho hapnimis, but it's chokma which enhances him and which is uniquely human. Okay, fine. Now, do you see where further down? Let's skip some more. That's a long, long erasus here. You see further down again. There's a little line on the side, and the second word in that line is v'nishar b'chan. So v'nishar b'chan, says the Rambam, she'ela achas. Well, there's one question which we've yet to address. V'hi she'yuchal odem loma. A person could say as follows: Atem kvar matim. You've already said she'hachokma halokis lo nisya davar l'reik el l'inyan. That chokma, when if you have chokma, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu chokma is infinite. So chokma means you do something for a purpose. It's the antithesis of chokma to do something without a purpose. And therefore, we have to see purposiveness in the Bria. V'chikol ha'yitzurim shemitachas gagal ha'yareach ha'nichbad mehem hu ha'adam. Ha'nichbad mehem, excuse me. V'chikol ha'yitzurim shemitachas gagal ha'yareach ha'nichbad mehem hu ha'adam. That Adam is the ultimate. The tachlis hayosa Adam letzaya v'nafsho hamuskolos. And what's the ultimate goal, the ultimate purpose of man? Muskolos. Again, knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'im kein, madue himtzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol ha'anoshim asher lo yitzayu muskol v'nafshem. So how do we understand all those people who don't engage in pursuit of knowledge? So what are they here for? What's the tachlis in creating them? V'onu rovim, says the Rambam, shirov b'nei adam arumim min ha'orma v'reikim min ha'chochma v'akshim ha'taivu. That most people live their lives in pursuit of pleasure, not in pursuit of knowledge. V'sheha'ish ha'chochem ha'moez v'olam, and the one who spurns the taivus, who yachid ben rabin, he's a solitary individual amongst the many. Lo yimtza el echad bedor mehadoros. Hatshuva al zes is the Rambam, she'anoshim ha'im nimtzu l'shtei sivas. People, the rest of humanity is here for two reasons. Ha'achas liyosa meshamshin l'echad ahu. It's to serve this one. She'ilu yiyu kol b'nei adam mevakshim chochma u'philosophim. If the entire world would consist of people who were pursuing wisdom, nishchas tikan ha'olam v'ovid min ba'alei chayim min ha'olam b'yomim mu'atim. Mitnei she'ha'adam, so we would become extinct. If everyone had their heads in muskalos and everyone was pursuing wisdom, so then we would become extinct. Why? A person has is very needy. V'ayin nitzach l'umah ha'chavisha v'haktziva v'lodosh v'lipchon v'le'achos v'l'sakim kemen m'lachos ha'ela k'edei v'hashvim bahen tikun mezonos. There was no society. Or if there was a society in which everyone couldn't imagine doing anything other than being involved in pursuit of Torah, of Chochmah, 24 hours a day, so then what's needed to sustain the world on a physical level wouldn't happen. A person would have to learn not only how to make food from scratch, he'd have to learn how to make clothing, spinning and weaving, and then he'd have to learn construction to make himself a house, and then he'd have to learn how to produce farm tools and cooking utensils and construction tools. You can live Mr. Shell's lifetime, you wouldn't be able to acquire all the skills needed. Okay, so that's what the Rambam, maybe there's an amazingly powerful few lines here, so maybe we'll read it. You see the fourth line from the bottom here, Umatov. Amazing. Umatov Omer HaOmer, how well did the person say who commented, Lulei Hamishtagim Nisha HaOlam Chare. It's not for the Meshugayim, the world would be desolate. It's not for the Meshugayim, the world would be desolate. Who are the Meshugayim? Where are the Meshugayim? She'ein ba'olam shiga'on dom l'shiga'on ha'adam. The greatest Meshugas in the world, where do you find the greatest shiga'on? In people. Why? Shehu cholosh ha'nefesh v'dal ha'harkava. A person is weak. He's very vulnerable. We'll skip the business. We'll skip a line and a half here. But who over yamin bizman achorich, and a person nevertheless he subjects himself to the elements and he tries to cross the oceans in the winter and subjects himself to the gale. V'holeh be'eretz tal uvos bizman achorich v'akayitz, and he works out in the field in the oppressive heat of summer. Umistakin the nafsho b'chayos hasada ulemosim k'dei sheyaviach dinrim, and he endangers himself to the animals of the field to make some money. But I'm basically I'm not too much. She kabitz kun min hazuhuvim shembacha bohem nafsho sav. I'm not sure the next word is. V'yelo mehem chelek yaskul chalek osam al umnin livnos lo yisod al tfor ha'aretz. So finally, when a person through his blood, sweat, and tears earns some money, so then he gives the money away to build himself a house. Kedei lahakim alav kir shiyam oshanim avos. He wants a sturdy home that's going to last years and years. Who yodei shalom nisha mishnos chayiv mashi yuchal bohem levalos binyan osim yigomne. And yet his own days are numbered. Hayesh shtus v'shigon kazeh. Any bigger mishigas, any behavior which is more irrational than this. V'chayin kol ta'anugei ha'olam, etc. Okay. Kitzur Meiser, he says one reason for the reason people exist who are just totally, the purpose they serve, if they're not pursuing their wisdom, pursuing knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Yeshuva Shalom. Now, that's one answer. Now, Hasiba Hashenes, if you see it's noted on the side there, B'metzius Misha Ein Bo Chochma, B'mnei She'an She'a Chochma Heim Ma'atim Ma'or. There's not too many such people. וזה הדוב הנסחי בדרך החוכמה האלוקית. ואין לו מה באשר חייב החוכמה הראשון, מדוע היה כך. You can't ask why. You can't ask why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu create that a higher percentage of mankind is interested in pursuing him and is attuned to Dvar Mukhnim. You can't ask why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world the way he did. The same way, Kamo Sheim Lishol Lama Hayu HaGalgal and Tisha V'Kofei Lechus Shiva V'Yisod HaSavo. You can't ask how many planets there are. You can't ask why the sun is on, how many moons there are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. She'elu kulam v'hanoagim minhagim nischai v'liyos kach b'mtzira rishon. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Now, skipping two lines. V'alkei nivu ha'hamon la'asos cheva l'chachom sh'yishai rishonimim. It's to provide society, that there should be a society for the Chachamim, because otherwise it would be desolate. Ulai tashav shezos ha-toelas ketana. Aval hitzricha v'ro'u yosa ha-mirishona. So he says, v'zeh inyan, I just skipped two, three lines, pirshu Chachamim gamken v'omil, this is our Gemara, mai ki zeh kol ha-adam, so this idea the Rambam says is Pshat Nawa Gemara. This idea that there are people who were created just to create a society for the Chachamim who represent the Tachlis, the ultimate purpose, because they seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they seek wisdom, they seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what it means. That's what Avraham is saying. The Rambam says, "Ma'ki zekol adam kol olam kulo niva el litzvos laze perish lachosir atzvo, to dispel his sadness v'shimamon yichiduso and I guess the desolation of loneliness." That's what the Rambam thinks is Chat Nala Gemara. I don't know why the Rambam doesn't say. Why he doesn't quote the first pshat in our Gemara of Kol Olam Kulo Lo Niva Ela Bishvil Zeh earlier in this piece? It also expresses what he said earlier in this piece, that the whole world was created for man, and mankind was created for those who know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know. It also expresses what he said. I don't know why he skips over that. Anyway. And that's the Rambam on our Gemara. Let's go on a little bit. For Amar Rabbi Chalbo, Amar Rav Huna Koshi Yadeh B'Chavero Shehu Rogel Litein Lo Shalom Yakim Lo Shalom. Okay, so if you know that a person gives you Shalom Aleichem, then you should try to beat him to it. Shenei Mebakeh Shalom V'Rot Feihu. You have to chase after it. So don't just be passive, but be more active in shalom. V'im nosam avlo hechse nikra gazlam. So a person gives you shalom and you don't return. So it's a gzela. Shneimer v'atem bi'artem hakerem gzela sa'oni bivatechem. So where do you see an allusion to not answering shalom? So Rashi explains, what is it that you can steal from an oni? An oni doesn't have anything. So what do you steal from him? You steal from him. He gives that bracha. He's mocked in b'shalom, and you don't reciprocate. Amar Rabbi Yochanan.
So the connection may be that when you're supposed to daven, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming down. You should be mocked.
You mean like we had it? Like we had
it. Yeah. Right.
No one may not tend to
mismatch on something.
Right. Amen v'yachem v'shem v'yachem in zimah. Minayin shekodesh baruch hu nistala. Shenema v'aviyosem ahar kodshi v'simachtem b'veis tefilasi. Tefilasem lo nema elu tefilasi. Mikan shekodesh baruch hu nistala. My matzle, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu davin kaviyachol? Amen v'zud v'atuvi amen v'avi yiratzal milufanai sheyikavshu sheyichbishu v'achamai eskasi. V'yagolu rachami Nachamai, al midosai v'esnai gimbonai b'midas rachamim v'ekonis lahem l'spem mishurim sadin. So there, I think that the Rashba says in the Chiddush HaGadol, so what's the, on the simplest level, he says there are many deeper levels, but on the simplest level, so what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens, and what's the pshat? So we daven because there's something which is out of our control, right? If there's something in your control, you don't daven, you just do it, right? If I can control something, so I don't... If I ask you to do something, assuming that I'm not being lazy, so I'm asking you to do something because I can't do it myself. So a person davens because kaveh yochel, it's out of his control. So obviously nothing's out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control, but what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that what happens in the world is going to depend upon how people exercise their bechir chashis. So in that sense, kaveh yochel, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not determining what's happening, in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that things will happen in response to how we act, in response to how we exercise our bechir chavshus. So in that sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying in a halavai that the people will deserve that they should be dealt with amidas harachamim, not with amidas hadin. Halavai that they'll be deserving of lifnei mishuras hadin, not of a shuras hadin. Tanya. Omer Bishov and Elisha, Tam Nechnasti, Lahakti Ktoz, Tasnaim, Neslim, Vera'isi. I don't know if you're supposed to pronounce the next word, not, I don't know. Ka Hashem Tzvaka, Shu Yoshev, Akisei Ram, Venisa. So he sees a vision of, apparently, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Well, Omer Li Yishma, Veni Baruchini. On Mount Yilal, the same tefillah. He was mechav into this tefillah. He rafa mufanach shiich b'shurachamecha skatcha v'yagol v'achamecha minasecha v'sisnai givanecha b'midasaracha v'sikas l'anathim v'shinsadim v'ni'anei alivei rasha. And then Kodesh Baruch Hu said, yeah, that's the tefillah I wanted to hear. Kamash malan, and the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu ni'anei, kaviyochel answered, omein, shlotei berchus hedyot kala be'enecha. Right, any bracha from a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Birkas Hedyot. A person shouldn't be disparaging of a Birkas Hedyot. So here the Rishonim and Yaakov have a very Yisodistic discussion about what it means when we talk about giving a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? Achalta v'savata uverachta v'Hashem Elokecha. What does it mean? What does it mean when it says "Uverachtas Hashem Elokecha"? What does it mean when we say "Baruch Ata Hashem"? So maybe let's take a look first. You see, in the Rashba, around seven lines from the bottom, there's the last four words in the line of "Al Tachshav Ki Habracha." So some say, but the Rashba rejects this. "Al Tachshav Ki Habracha Inyan Hoda'a." Right, those who say cite the. If you take a look in the Kosev, which is to the right, if you see the second underlining there, v'hanira b'tchila sa'ian, kicho b'chosenu l'fanav yisparach hem hoda'a v'hilol v'sipo shvachav yisparach. That to be mevarach Hashem means to praise, to thank, to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kihu adon hakol. Most is called Tova, V'chein Omer David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Avarcha Hashem B'chol Eis Tom Yitzil also B'fi. So if you assume that the two halves of the Pasuk are parallel, so then that would seem to suggest that the Pshat of being Mavarach Hashem is parallel to Tehil also B'fi, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's coming back to the Rashba. So the Rashba rejects that. The Rashba says that's not what the word means. Al Tachshav Ki HaBracha Inyan Hoda, it doesn't mean that. Ki HaBracha Lashon Tosefes V'Riboy. Bracha means to increase. to make abundant. Mivashen uverach eslach mecha. Right? When it says uverach eslach mecha, so it doesn't mean that Kadosh Baruch, what does it mean that Kadosh Baruch is going to bless the bread? It means that it's going to be plentiful. He's going to make it plentiful. Kadosh Baruch says it simply doesn't. That's not what the words mean. So then, what does it mean? What does it mean? So the Rashba says, "V'kocha baruch ato Hashem lamdeni chukecha." Not clear exactly how the Rashba is understanding that pasuk. "Utfilas yisharim v'tzono v'goremes l'rabba sarachemim al b'yosef." So to be mevarech as Hashem, the Rashba says, means to cause this riboy. The riboy comes when we are osim etzano shalmakom. So in osim, being osim etzano shalmakom, so then we cause that riboy. That's what it means to be uvarech es Hashem, is sort of to, according to the Rashba, is to make possible, kaviyachol, make possible within the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that he should share and bestow the tosefes and the riboy upon us that he wants to. Utfilas yisharim ritzono. That's the ratzon Hashem that we should have. And v'goremes l'rabos harachamim al b'yosef. Utfilas hatzadikim koveshes hasakas v'yintfilas avam b'fich hasadam v'hu inyan kol hatfilas. Okay, now let's read a little bit here in the Kosef. So, ba'agadu zau yesh dvarim koshim hatziyot.
A bracha one
makes, tachon mitvasim like that. Are we comparing something to a bracha like they say, that they have a head tell of it, okay? Here's what they prescribe bracha as a chazal, you know. Well, that's what we're trying to understand. So what does it mean when we say Baruch HaTa Hashem? So one pshat, which Rashba doesn't like, is when we say Baruch Ata Hashem, Shakol Neir Bidvaro, we're saying Mehulal Ata Hashem. Ata Hashem, you are praised. Right? That's what it means. Mehulal Ata Hashem. That's one pshat in what it means. And when it says V'achalta V'savata Uveirachta Es Hashem Alkecha, it means basically V'achalta V'savata, and then you should praise/thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what you ate. What would that mean? So that one of the reasons that the Rashba and the Kosev here and Yaakov are commenting on our Gemara is that pshat taka doesn't seem to explain what does it mean when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Yishmal b'ni b'ocheni, because there doesn't seem to be any shevach v'hodah that Rav Yishmal gives in response to that invitation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's just take a look. We'll see if we can just sort of pull a few lines out here and there and just highlight the different understandings. So, Ba'agad is all Yishvam Koshem Hatziyot. Lohavir al Hashlem is Maima Yishmal v'ni b'acheni. V'lozu b'vad, not only this Gemara is difficult, el b'chol ha'mokam ha'nizka b'tara sh'anu m'valchum l'mali yisparach. Ech yifu rosh l'bal ha'bachos b'fanav yisparach. Now, why is it that it's so hard to understand what it means to be Mavarech Hashem? Kifi hanochos ha-mefarshim, according to what mefarshim tell us, shekol lashon bracha tosef is tova. To receive a bracha means to receive that bounty, that plentifulness has been bestowed upon you. Okay, so the yitzdak lo makein al kol ha-tova shehu yisparach meitivim bruach. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us health, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us understanding, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us Tosefes V'Riboy. So we understand what it means when we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mevarech us. We even understand what it means when you go to a Rebbe for a bracha. Okay, the Kosher doesn't say Rebbe, he says a Navi V'Chacham. U'bevegas Navi V'Chacham al-Chasad v'Yachid al-Rabim, also Yitzhak Lashon bracha. It's also a bracha. What does it mean it's a bracha? Ki l'maylas ha-mevarech ha-hu yesh bo korach le'ischani l'fan av yisbarach she yosef v'yad betovos ha-mevarech. So what it means when a person, when a boss of a dom gives a bracha, what it means is that if he's an ish maila, that his tefillahs counts for a lot for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So basically what he's saying is, I'm being mispalo for you. And in that sense, I'm giving you bracha in the sense that I'm hoping that my tefillah will bring about that tosef as a rebook. So again, we understand what bracha means in that context. But what does it mean when we say that we're mevarech Hashem? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is absolutely self-sufficient. So what is it when we're mevarech Hashem? So then, with the next line underlined, which we read already, that some say that what it means is to give hoda'ah. That that Baruch Atah means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praised, he's thanked. Then, skipping to the next and he says that the Rashba rejects it. V'havi alvo, right, the Sefer Ikrim Kasav, Baruch Shem HaShitov, Yoma al Mekabel HaTov, V'yoma al Nosen HaTov. The same word means to be the either the beneficiary or the benefactor. According to the Ikrim, the word Baruch can connote either. And when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, it means that you're the source of bracha. That's another pshat. So one bracha is that, excuse me, one pshat is that it means mehulo, as might be suggested by the pasuk of Avachas Hashem b'choleis tamei tevasa b'fi. Another is that bracha means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of bracha. Then the Kosev says something very, very daring. If you take a look at the third line after the branch out, it's indicated there with sort of a partial bracket. Umasha beirarti la'atzmi b'havanas inyan zeh hu ki perish bracha hu shava b'chol. That kaviyachol, when we talk about being mevarachas Hashem, it means the same thing when we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mevarachas. V'tam ahevdel nimshach mechiluf hanosim kifi madrekes hamevarach ha'mizbarach. The difference depends upon who you're talking about. Now, v'tzoni lama, what do I mean by that? Ki kemoshe berkas Hashem yisbarach al bruach ha'kavona ba shehu yisbarach asher b'yado ha'kol memale chesoneinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevarech us, it means he's providing us with all our needs. He's filling everything that's missing. U'mashpio aleinu kol ha'tov v'kizel mashayeus kefish le'musel la'ashpio l'hoel l'zulaso. Cain siva lanu Moshe m'pi ha'gvur. Moshe Rabbeinu communicated to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'rachta Hashem Elokecha. What does that mean? Ha'kavona b'zeh shenikba b'lvaveinu emuna kayemes. That we should reinforce, that we should establish firmly in our hearts an enduring belief that we can't exist without you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yilaga laze gam kein emunas habitachon b'chasada v'yisparach shehi shamda ravaseinu v'lanu. And along with this as well should be the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasadim that have sustained us. Ve'al zelta emuna hatkua b'uvaveinu v'hagadosu l'fanev yisbarach b'finu u'bisfaseinu. And when we affirm this, yitzdak al derech hashiluach l'chanos l'shem bracha, that we call this a bracha, this recognition, this acknowledgement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bracha, kaviyachol sh'anim b'varchum HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hu baruch mimenu kaviyachol. Why? Kevin sh'akol tzrich ne'elah v'hu einu tzarech me'itanu shum dova, but kaviyachol, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want from us, kaviyachol is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want to be mashpia tov on us, right? That's what the Rashba said, the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu davening is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be able to kaviyachol to be gomel tov v'chesed to the world. So kaviyachol, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs from us. And in that sense, we're mevarech Hashem, so we're also giving. We're also giving Him. That bracha means to give. Again, to give. Lashon Tosev is a riboy. So kaviyachol, given that the Ritzon Hashem is, that the Ritzon Hashem is lahetiv, so kaviyachol, we are being mevarech Hashem. So the kids said three pshatim. One pshat is that baruch atah Hashem means mehul al atah Hashem. One is that baruch atah Hashem means mekor habrachos. And again, lashon drecha, a pool which then overflows. And one pshat is baruch atah Hashem, the kaviyachol, you're blessed in that you're kaviyachol, that you're receiving from us, because it's through our emunah in you that we are then deserving of what you kaviyachol want to do, which is to be mevarecha.